Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
All right, I want to talk about what we just played right before the break. If you missed it, we'll play one cut from it. We'll talk about it. We'll move forward. We talked to Trent McDuffie. We'll play that. We'll have a little bit of fun. We'll also get you ready for Chiefs and Cowboys. So, I really like Landry Locker because I knew he was going to come on here and give us an honest interaction on how he feels about what the Chiefs are getting with Damian Pierce. So we had him on the show earlier today. You know, we did a little quick 5-minute interview. Hey, what do you think? What do you like? What's good about him? What do you not like about him? He had a lot of harsh things to say about Damian Pierce. I asked him point blank, hey, what are the Chiefs getting with this addition? Here's what he said.
He's really just been unplayable the last 2 years. And I'm not saying that as a knock on him. I'm just saying that based on what the actions have shown since the rookie season. The rookie season went well, and then in year two, they tried to use him, but Devin Singletary was a clear backup. Now, the front office said, well, it's a system thing, it's a system thing, it's a system thing, and then they went back to the other system, and since then, he's just kind of, he doesn't have very good vision, and I think he's worn out, and I think he's worn down since that rookie season, because if you look at, and this was the biggest talk about him when they picked him. At Florida, he only had double-digit carries 8 times, which is kind of crazy. Like a running back that gets drafted that doesn't really possess like a receiving skill set. In 4 years, he carries the ball 8 times. And then in a year and a half, the Texans gave him double-digit carries and sometimes high double-digit carries 20 times in a year and a half. I think he's worn out. There's always soft tissue injuries. The vision is not great. So I don't think he's an upgrade over Kareem Hunt by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't think the Chiefs need him to be an upgrade over Kareem Hunt. I'll just play one more thing here. It's quick, 20 seconds. I asked him if he thought Damian Pierce had good hands because we know that to play in Andy Reid's offense, you usually need to have good hands. It is important. They love a back that can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Not great. Not great, really. I mean, you're not going to line him up in the slot or anything like that. It's really just run as hard as possible. The hands are not really great. That's part of what kept him off the field between the pass blocking and the hands.
I mean, looking at his numbers, he has 2 receiving yards these last couple of seasons. Now, I don't think that you should take the word of Landry Locker and just run with it. And that's my guy. He knows that. But you knew you were going to get a negative Carfax. He was outright released around Thanksgiving time. That's not usually when teams are moving on from players. He was outright released. Now, if you're Kansas City, this is a all-profit potential situation. This is a guy that has put together some decent seasons. This is a guy that in 2022 ran for almost 1,000 yards. A guy in 2023 ran for almost 500 yards. A guy who was showing you a little bit of burst. So for basically acquiring him for nothing, I think it's a decent dice roll that you're going to take if you are the Chiefs. But I would go into it with reasonable expectations about what you think he could quite possibly be. I don't think this is to take carries away from Kareem Hunt. I don't think this is to take carries away from Isaiah Pacheco. I think this is to take the carries away from either Elijah Mitchell or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that they tried it, it didn't work, and now let's go do something different. Or possibly to remove Nico Remigio from his special teams duty and try to give it to somebody else who they think better suits it. But you knew you were going to get a bad Carfax on a player who was available for you at Thanksgiving time. You couldn't think you were getting a gold mine of a kind of player. Those guys just don't exist at this time. So I wouldn't overreact to a bad Carfax, a bad report when it comes to Damian Pierce. You rolled the dice on a very low acquisition cost. I would say modest return kind of player. Let's see what kind of return they could get. I mean, I think they could use them. If you just gave Kareem Hunt 30 carries a couple of days ago and you're playing on short rest and you're also getting Isaiah Checo back from an injury and he hasn't played in the last couple of games. I mean, you're telling me that giving the ball to Damian Pierce 4 to 5 times, that's not the worst decision that you've had. You gave it to Clyde Edwards-Helaire 9 times. He got you 20 yards in doing it. They clearly don't trust Breshard Smith, at least when it comes to carries. They'll throw it to him out of the backfield, but they're not giving Breshard Smith carries. They've shown you that so far this season. So regardless of what the scouting report says, regardless of what someone from Houston down says, I'm perfectly content with the Chiefs rolling the dice and taking a chance on Damian Pierce.
I am perfectly content with it, but I'm hoping that what Landry Locker said puts proper context and proper, you know, expectations for Chiefs fans on what Damian Pierce is. Damian Pierce is not a cure-all. Damian Pierce is not some sort of, you know, fix to the Chiefs running back problem. He's just kind of more of the same. Remember before the deadline, everyone wanted Breece Hall, and me and you were like, well, keep your eye on someone like Jalen Wright. That's a guy the Chiefs could be targeting. I believe that's his name. He's the backup running back for the Dolphins. Not that backup running back, the other backup running back. That kind of name was what was floated around. That's basically what they have in Damian Pierce. If you got something, great. Ride that lightning in a bottle until the season ends. If you don't, he's a practice squad player, and he's at worst Melvin Gordon. Now, remember when he was a Chief for, I guess he technically never suited up, but he was on the Chiefs roster for a playoff run. That's worst case scenario. Best case scenario is you get another version of Kareem Hunt. But expectations need to be properly framed here. He's more of what you have, flawed running backs.
Coming up in a little bit, we're going to play our conversation with Trent McDuffie. Patrick Mahomes couldn't join us today. Short week, quick turnaround, all of those things. So we got a chance to catch up with Trent McDuffie. We'll play that for you coming up in just a bit. Before we do that, Rob, let's get to the hits. Let's shout out Baker University, and we'll talk about what I think is really the selling point, the big talking point in relation to this game.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Kansas Hard Hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas and ranked number one in return on investment on private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, Rob, so let's talk about this before we play our conversation with Trent McDuffie. I'm curious if you agree with this sentiment or not. I think that you could make a pretty strong argument that this is going to be one of the tougher wins for the Chiefs to get in the Patrick Mahomes era. We're not talking about a team that we think is just overwhelmingly better than everybody else. We felt that way about the Chiefs in years past. Hey, why do you think the Chiefs are going to win? Oh, that is better than that team. I'm not really sure if they're better than the Dallas Cowboys, to be completely honest. I think they are, but I think the Cowboys and the Chiefs are just kind of in the same spot. They're both good teams, and we are trying to find out if they can challenge for the top spot in both of their respective conferences. Both of these teams are coming off very emotional home wins on Sunday against teams that we consider to be Super Bowl contending teams. They both kind of find themselves, I would say, standing next to each other. They're both hovering around 500 kind of teams, and we're all waiting to see if either one of those teams, maybe both of those teams, end up making a push in this second half of the season. But just think about all the things that are at play from the Kansas City perspective, and let's put Dallas to the side. We're talking about a team that played an overtime game in which their offense had 91 snaps. 91. So we're talking about constant banging, hitting, colliding into people. You did it 91 times. Travis Kelce was on the field for 84 snaps at his age. That's the most that he's been on the field in 7 seasons. We're also talking about a running back, your best running back, in Kareem Hunt getting 30 carries in the game. Also important to note, there was a stretch there where Patrick Mahomes was kind of grimacing. He was on the injury report even though he was a full participant. You don't get your usual time to prepare and get your body right. The Chiefs also only had one practice day. That was today. So at this point in the season, everybody's beat up. Everybody's banged up. You're coming off a very tough, emotional, grinded out, overtime kind of win. You got to then have the travel day, leave from Kansas City, go down to Dallas, have the walkthrough with family. You're trying to figure out what you're going to do. It's just obviously a lot happening right now. This is one of the toughest wins to get. I know it's not Thursday Night Football, but all the same logic that we apply to Thursday Night Football applies to this. Man, those are really difficult games to get. They're always weird. They're always a little bit crazy when you're the road team and now you got to travel to another team and they need this game as equally as you need it. For every argument you can make of why the Chiefs need to win this football game, the Cowboys find themselves in that exact same position. So I think we found ourselves back where we were about a month ago when this team went on the road to play Buffalo. Now, I know the thing is, well, we always beat them in January, but man, that was a big swing game for Kansas City. And the feeling you would have had about Kansas City going to Buffalo and winning that and then heading into their bye week was drastically different than the feeling that you had with the loss. Fast forward to where we are now. This Chiefs team is 6-5. Man, this is the difference in being 6-6 and you feel like you need to win out the rest of the way to make the postseason. Or you win this, you're 7-5, you get 11 days to rest. You don't play again until next Sunday night at home against Houston under the lights back in your building, sold out crowd, sold out Arrowhead for an important AFC game. The next 11 days will be much easier if the Chiefs figure out a way to win this game. I don't care how. I don't think this game is going to be pretty. I don't think the offense is going to be pretty. I think the defense is going to struggle at times because they don't get pressure, because they don't force turnovers against an offense that is pretty well-rounded and pretty complete. This is going to be the same kind of middle-of-the-ring, 15-round heavyweight matchup kind of fight. That's all this team knows. But the momentum boost, the swing that you get from winning this game, being 7-5, getting that extended bye, coming back for Sunday Night Football, and for the first time in a while, it will feel like the Chiefs can breathe a little bit. They will give themselves margin of error in December if they win this game. If they lose this game, they go into the final month of the regular season with no margin for error. They need to win every single one of these games. You give yourself a margin for error if you just if you win this football game. If you lose the game to the Broncos, it's not that big of a deal. If you slip up in one of those spots, you can recover. You can't recover if you lose this game. So I think, I'm not saying this is the best team that they've played so far in the regular season, none of those things. But I think if you look at all of the superlatives and all of the boxes, this is going to be a very, very difficult game to get. I would say for both teams, but it's going to be even harder because you're Kansas City, because you're the team that has to travel and go on the road. All the pageantry around Thanksgiving, all of the travel, that burden is on you. It's not on the Dallas Cowboys. And these two teams both got great wins on Sunday. It will feel like it was for nothing. The team that loses on Thursday and erases basically everything that they just accomplished 4 days prior to that. All right, Rob, hit the button.
Number two.
Oh, we don't have a McDuffie open. That's where you would have hit the Mahomes open. Oh, I get it. All right, my bad. I was like, hold on. That's not what it's supposed to sound like.
I'm not going to put the Mahomes open for, hey, here's the corner.
No, that's on me. I messed up. My apologies. I messed up there. Let me tell you guys that our appearance with Trent McDuffie today on the show is brought to you by the good folks over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with Trent McDuffie, and today was a big day. He's not just an all-pro. I mean, that's okay. He is also now officially friend of the show. This is the third time that he's been on the show.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. It's about time.
Absolutely, man. So let's start with this. We usually don't ask football questions. I do have two football questions today. The first one is, you guys played an overtime game, quick turnaround for Thursday. How is your body holding up? How are you feeling heading into Thanksgiving?
Hey, I mean, Coach Reed does a good job at structuring the schedule so that we can get some body work and let our bodies recover. So past 2 days is all, like they say, chin to the hairline, you know, just going over what we have to do, going over what Dallas is doing. And so I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go.
Last football question. Thanksgiving and football, they are synonymous with one another. We all grow up watching the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. What is it like to be a part of that tradition now?
Oh, man, it's special. It's going to be my first time even playing in Dallas, which growing up, my older brother was a Dallas fan. So it's going to be pretty special, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
What's your ideal Thanksgiving plate?
We're going to have that mac and cheese only made by my mama. That's the only mac and cheese I'm going to eat. Probably going to do some turkey, some greens, and some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay, that's not a bad plate there. I like to throw in a roll with what you have. I also like a little bit of cranberry sauce. Are you going like the actual cranberry sauce or the stuff out of the can?
I don't even touch that cranberry sauce, brother, so I don't got to worry about either.
Oh, my goodness. You got to give your plate a little bit of color, a little bit of flavor. You mix that cranberry sauce with those mashed potatoes and with that greens, put it over the top.
It sounds like I need to come over to your house for Thanksgiving, man.
Absolutely. All right, so for dessert, what are you guys doing?
Usually some pumpkin pie and some ice cream, but I think this year we might do some peach cobbler. That's one of my favorites.
Do you guys have any holiday tradition? So our holiday tradition is that's when we put up the tree. After the Cowboys game is up, you know, everybody's done eating. You've had a nap. Maybe you had a drink. Everybody's in a good festive move. It's now time to put the tree up. Do you have any holiday traditions?
You know, usually just Thanksgiving dinner with the family, and I agree with you. I'm a big believer in the tree goes up after Thanksgiving. So whether it's Friday or sometime that weekend, that's usually when the decorations come up for Christmas.
I'm happy you said that because my producer, Rob, he had his Christmas tree up on November 1st. He said right after Halloween, they went down in the basement. And I'm like, wait, why can't we just have a regular fall? Like, we just got done. You had a goose and a goblin up yesterday, and now you got Santa Claus up. We need a break in the middle.
I hear that. I'm right with you. You know, we need a little time to feel like it's exciting to have Christmas again. So I feel like anybody who puts up their stuff right after Halloween, it's kind of too much for me. But I will say I do put up my house lights, so you will see some lights on the house. But other than that, no decorations until after Thanksgiving.
Do you put the lights up yourself, or do you outsource this to somebody else? You seem like a very busy individual. Are you putting the lights up?
Yeah, nah, I got a big house this year, so I got to let somebody else do that. I'm not going to get on that roof.
Right now we're talking to All-Pro corner Trent McDuffie. Trent, you didn't see this. It just happened in the last 15 minutes. They're going to make a Rush Hour 4. Are you for or against this idea?
I'm all for it. I'm a big fan of Rush Hour, so you know I'm going to be there when it comes out opening day.
I'm actually one of those people that think Rush Hour 2 is better than Rush Hour 1. Rush Hour 1's hilarious. Don't get me wrong. That second one, I don't know what it is. They upped it for the second one.
I'm glad you said that. I'm a believer in that too, man. Rush Hour 2 is one of my favorite movies of all time.
What's your favorite comedy?
My favorite type of comedy?
Yeah,
or my
just like your favorite comedy movie. Like mine is Wedding Crashers. That's my favorite comedy. What's yours?
Oh, man, good question. Favorite comedy movie? Probably like a Step Brothers. It's one of the movies where I feel like you can always turn it on. You always going to get a good laugh.
When you and your girl are like watching movies, what kind of movies do you guys generally watch together? Are you watching like what's current? You going for a drama? You going for a rom-com? Like, what kind of movies are you guys about to pick out?
That's a good question. See, my girl don't really watch movies, so it's usually up to me to pick out something good for the night. And it's kind of all over the place. You know what I mean? I don't like to stick to one genre too much. I like to expand myself. I love old school movies, 90s movies. So that's going to be turned on at least once a week. But other than that, man, we get into everything.
Are you guys watching a television show right now?
We are not, but I am ready for Stranger Things to come out.
Okay, I've never seen Stranger Things. Sell me on Stranger Things.
If you like sci-fi, if you like kids that are growing up and kind of have to bind together in friendship and trust, that's your kind of show for you. And it also kind of gets dark and mysterious, and I don't want to say too much, but I think you definitely should check it out.
I feel like this show has been on for quite some time. I feel like this show was on when you and I were kids.
No, I hear that. I mean, I can't believe that the show's still going, but for it to be the final season, I'm pretty excited for that.
Right now, we're talking to All-Pro corner Trent McDuffie here for a couple of more minutes. What's a show that, like, puts you in a good mood? So, like, when I'm eating, I normally like to watch a lighter show. Like, I'm not fully paying attention, but I want something on in the background. So I might turn on a little Fresh Prince. I might turn on a little Bernie Mac show. What's a show that just makes you feel good?
Man, one of those two or some Martin. I mean, one of them three shows, I'm good to go.
Yeah, Martin's funny. I watch Martin sometimes on Netflix. Very, very funny show.
I'm really happy that it came back on Netflix. So I can watch every single episode as long as I want.
It is kind of funny. Like, we watched those shows when we were kids and they were funny. But, like, now that you're the same age as the people, the shows are way more relatable. Like, I feel that way about Living Single. Like, I kind of liked it when I was a kid. But now that I'm adult, like, I can identify so much more with the stories.
I agree. There'd be a bunch of little kid shows that growing up, you know, I thought it was funny. But now that I'm 25, a little older, a little wiser, I mean, I bust a gut. I mean, I laugh, I think, harder now than I did when I was a kid.
Okay, I've been asking people this question. Whenever you think of Disney Channel, what's the first show that comes to your mind?
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Whenever you think of Nickelodeon, what show do you think of?
SpongeBob.
Were you a Disney kid or a Nickelodeon kid?
That's a good question. I think I was more of a Nickelodeon kid, if I'm going to be honest. SpongeBob was a top-tier show for me growing up.
Were you guys watching Cartoon Network? Because you're a little bit younger than me. Like, Cartoon Network was kind of a thing, like Powderpuff Girls and Johnny Bravo and Dexter's Laboratory. Were you watching Cartoon Network?
100% I was on that. I mean, you can even throw in Courage the Cowardly Dog, which I think is still one of the scariest shows ever made. I love Cartoon Network.
You know a show that I couldn't really get into, and I'm curious if you like, Dragon Ball Z. Like, all my friends watched Dragon Ball Z. I was just much more into Pokemon at this time of my life. I never really got into it. Were you a Dragon Ball Z fan?
I was. I had older brothers, and they loved Dragon Ball Z, so I was kind of just born into it. I love me some Dragon Ball Z.
Couple more questions here for All-Pro corner Trent McDuffie. Have you ever gone Black Friday shopping before?
I have not. I've not. I try to stay clear of Black
Missed the
Friday.
Window now to do it. It's not the same now. Now you can just do everything on the computer. You missed the window to go Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, you're right. You absolutely right. I mean, I'm more of a Cyber Monday type of guy anyways, but I love Black Friday sales. Come on now.
Okay, so for the people in your life, how do you go shopping? Are you still physically going to the stores? Are you doing it all online? Like, how are you shopping for your loved ones these days?
I mean, for my loved ones, since they mostly in California, I got to do all online, but I do love going to the store, especially when it comes to clothes or certain little things, you know, like I like to see it on me. I like to see it on them. I like to feel the fabric. So I do love going to the store, but Christmas time, it's usually all online.
All right. Last thing I'll get you out of here with this. Was there a pair of sneakers when you were a kid that you absolutely had to have? Like, I remember there were these Gary Paytons and they were like, patent leather, and they zipped up on the side. Man, I love those shoes. I never got a pair of them. Did you have a pair of shoes like that when you were a kid that you saw them, you're like, man, I got to get those?
You know, growing up, I mean, I was a big just like Converse kid, throw some Vans on. I never had Jordans growing up until I got to high school. So any pair of Jordans, Jordan 1s, Jordan 4s, I mean, to me, that was like the shoe to get. And so once I got to high school, I bought me my first pair of Jordan 1s, and I feel like the coolest kid on the block.
I feel like the West Coast, y'all kind of got your own style, your own swag. I feel like Nike Cortezes, that's like a big West Coast thing, but you guys are the only ones that really rock them like that.
100%. I mean, even the Air Force 1s, all white, some G-Fazos, I mean, that's the bread and butters for us.
That is Trent McDuffie joining us on the show today as the Chiefs get ready for their game coming up against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Trent, happy holidays, man, to you and yours. Good luck this weekend in Dallas.
Much appreciated. Always good talking to you.
Absolutely. That is All-Pro corner Trent McDuffie joining us on the show today. Let me remind you guys that his appearance on the show was brought to you by Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Coming up on the other side, there was an anonymous AFC executive that said about the Chiefs win on Sunday that the pass rush is eventually going to come back to bite the Chiefs. Do you agree with that? We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, Rob, I want to read to you a anonymous NFL executive report. So, you know, we get these stories every week in the NFL. And one NFL executive said that, yes, the Chiefs won, but the lack of pass rush is eventually going to come back to bite the Kansas City Chiefs. Do you agree with that? Do you think that that is their Achilles heel? Do you think that if the because of the pass rush?
Yes, 100% yes. I was at the game Sunday. I was in the press box. I was sitting next to Gold and Logan and JT, and we were sitting there talking. And in the first half, I know Daniel Jones eventually turned into Daniel Jones, but in the first half, we have to all admit, he was actually making some plays. You want to know why? He had an eternity back there. When the Chiefs' pass rush was just their front four, Jones, Karloftis, Dana, Aminahu, Tillery, whoever they have as their front four, when they said we're rushing four, we're putting 7 in the back, he had an eternity to make plays. And Daniel Jones was making the plays. Credit to Spags, credit to everyone. They dialed up the blitzes. They got very aggressive with the season on the line in the second half. They were not going down without going to their fastball. And their fastball is, we blitz all night. Like, it's remember the Titans. I just don't think you can be a successful team in the postseason if your defensive game plan is, we have to blitz all the time or the quarterback gets an eternity. Eventually, either the quarterback figures out your blitzes and makes big plays off of them, or B, you're conservative like they were in the first half and the front four don't get there and a quarterback tears you apart. If there is an Achilles heel, it's not the run game. It is 100% pass rush with their front four.
So let me ask you this. When it comes to their defense, could you say, yes, they don't do a great job of getting to the quarterback. There's no way to argue that. They're 24th in the NFL in sacks. But they have shown an ability to make teams one-dimensional. The Broncos didn't run the football against Kansas City. Chiefs had a chance to win that game, even though they didn't get great pressure. Offense had multiple opportunities to go put a drive together and go win the football game. They also did a pretty good job against Jonathan Taylor, who had been the hottest running back in the National Football League. I don't know if this team is magically now figuring out a way to improve their front four. It kind of is what it is at this point. I mean, December is next week. So I don't know if we're now looking at, oh, this team's going to start getting great pressure. But do you think as they get closer to the postseason, do you think they can make more and more of these teams one-dimensional? Because if you are looking at the top teams in the AFC, the Patriots have a young quarterback that if he can't rely on his run game, what does that look like in the postseason? Denver and Bo Nix, their number one running back is out for the rest of the season with J.K. Dobbins, so they now take a major hit in that department, and you've already shown that you can slow down Jonathan Taylor. So yes, I'm with you. They don't do a great job of getting there, but if we're talking about what this defensive line and what this defense can do really well, they don't really allow a lot of points. It is a bin, but they don't really break very often. They also make a lot of these teams one-dimensional. And if we're talking about the kind of quarterbacks that they're going to go up against in January, I think that's a spot that you want to be in if you're Kansas City's defense.
I understand the point you're making, and I don't think it's a bad one. But I would point back to 2 weeks ago. The Chiefs played the Broncos. They lost this game, as Chiefs fans remember. Do you know how many yards Denver ran for that day? 59. Do you know what the Broncos' leading rusher was doing that day? It was R.J. Harvey. He had 30 yards on 11 carries. The Chiefs in Denver at Mile High, or whatever corporate name it had, made the Broncos one-dimensional. They did it. Bo Nix was the guy who had to go out there and beat them. They had taken away the run game. J.K. Dobbins didn't play. R.J. Harvey was ineffective. The Broncos did not run the ball. They actually ran the ball worse than the Chiefs. And we spent a week being like, oh, man, the Chiefs need to run the ball. The Broncos were worse in Denver at running the ball than the Chiefs were. And it did not stop the problem because Bo Nix had enough time to make enough plays where he was able to go and beat the Chiefs. Remember, the last third down, they blitzed. He beat it. The third down before that, third and 15, the Chiefs were like, we're going to go coverage. They ran rush four. He had an attorney back there. They got 16 yards. So I agree with you conceptually. The Chiefs do a very good job of making teams play left-handed. Hey, we're going to take away the run. You're playing one-dimensional. I just saw the Broncos, who do not have a dynamic quarterback, play one-dimensional and beat the Chiefs. Daniel Jones couldn't do it. At least he couldn't do it that day. It wasn't like it wasn't a close game. It was very, very tight. So I think your idea is smart. I just think in practice, it's not working. These teams are not running the ball super effectively, and they're still beating the Chiefs.
Someone on the text line asked this question. CDI, can't we just accept that this is the weakness of the team? Absolutely. What I would counter with is, I think the Chiefs then have four critical weaknesses. If you're saying that you think is a weakness with the Kansas City Chiefs, I will not fight you. It bears itself out in the numbers, and we have talked enough about their defensive line. I would then say you think they have four critical weaknesses. They are not a great red zone offense. They're not. Their red zone offense is we try to get it to first and goal and less than five, and we try to hammer it with Kareem Hunt. And if we can't do that, they struggle when it comes to converting in red zone opportunities. Now, some of that is they create penalties that remove touchdowns off the board, but no one thinks they are a great red zone offense. That is an Achilles heel. They don't run the football effectively. That I would consider to be an Achilles heel. They don't get great pressure on the other team's quarterback. They don't take the ball away. They're a bottom five defense in the National Football League. If we are establishing what their weaknesses are heading into now week 13 of the NFL season, which of these do you think you can live with? Which of these do you think you can manage? I think they can manage the red zone offense. Quit committing so many penalties in the red zone. Quit committing so many turnovers in the red zone. That's a part of Mahomes. That's a part on Juwan Taylor. That's a part on all of them when it comes to the red zone. I don't think their red zone offense is going to be the best in the league. There certainly is noticeable room for improvement by them just cleaning up some of their own mistakes. I think they can manage the lack of the run game in a way we saw them do against the Indianapolis Colts. Continue to stay with it. Don't move from it. Show an aggressiveness and assertiveness to it. And I think you're fine when it comes to that. No one thinks the Chiefs need to have a dynamic run game. They need to be consistent in doing it. And when their offense usually gets into trouble, it's when they are a completely one-dimensional team and defenses are then pinning their ears back and getting after their quarterback. The sacks and the turnovers, to me, are the two things I don't know if you can be a defense that doesn't get pressure on the quarterback and also doesn't take the football away. You got to figure out a way to do one of those two things. So whether it's, as you alluded to, Rob, you got to be more aggressive with Spags and takes more chances. That's how I think you're going to beat some of these top offenses, especially when you got to go on the road to do it once they get to the postseason.
And listen, in Spags we trust. They print t-shirts for a reason. He is one of the, if not the best defensive coordinators in the NFL, and maybe the best defensive coordinator of all time. Like, maybe Belichick with the Giants was better, but Spags has been incredible. So I trust Spags to, you know, create blitzes, know when to pick his moments, and all those things. He's a tremendous defensive coordinator. But you talk about, you mentioned the Chiefs making other teams play left-handed, taking a strength away from other teams. I think right now you've taken a strength away from Spags. I forget the year. I believe it was 2022. Maybe it was 2021. Remember that year we had Bink on the show, and every week he talked about how the Chiefs lead the league in sacks from non-defensive linemen, and this is a great thing. Spags can do that. But you know what happened that year? Eventually the Chiefs lost in the playoffs because they weren't reliant on a front four. They went out. It was the year they lost the Bengals. They went out and traded for Melvin Ingram because they knew we had to get more from our front four. And Spags was dialing it up and making smart plays all year. But eventually, if you can't ever get home with four, you get exposed in the back. And that's what I fear in the playoffs. So I think Spags can manufacture, manipulate, and coach it up as best he can. Eventually there becomes a ceiling to what you can do if you can never get home before.
Yeah, and I would just say that that's not why they didn't advance. I think it's their quarterback put together just 35 disastrous minutes in that game, and that was the biggest reason why they ended up not going to the Super Bowl that year. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about Kansas. A nice win today in the Players Era tournament in Las Vegas over Syracuse. We'll also been asking this question, 913-586-7965. What is your controversial Thanksgiving food opinion? I'll tell you mine. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I know we didn't tease this, and I promise we'll get to it in just a bit. I do want to talk about Thanksgiving. I love tradition. I want to keep the tradition in college basketball for as long as we can. I want to keep it in college football. Rob, I never thought that people felt like the Maui Invitational was part of the tradition of college basketball. It's just a tournament. where the tournament was never that big of a deal to me. It was just cool to see the best teams play in the tournament. I don't mind this players era thing that they have. I mean, I would just structure it differently, just make it a tournament, and it's kind of confusing to know who plays when and where, but as long as the best teams in college basketball are going to play each other, where that is doesn't really matter that much to me.
So here's my thing, because I actually fall more in the, you know, purist for the college basketball take here. I don't like the format of this. I think ticket pricing is too high. I think the arenas are too big. And I think there's no fan feeling in this tournament. I understand why teams are going there. I'm a Kansas fan. I've done the math, basically. They're going to finish in the top four, which means they have a chance to win tomorrow and get some of the NIL money. I understand the allure. But this half-empty arena with a stale environment to watch Tennessee and Houston is not what makes college basketball great. Maui is great because it's Maui. I get that. But you know what makes Maui special? The gym is the size of this studio, and it's packed to the gills with fan bases. That's not this. This is an empty, stale. You could tell me this was Hornets and Bobcats, and I'd believe you. I know the Bobcats don't exist, but yeah, you get my point.
No, I mean, this doesn't have it doesn't have any feel to it. You're 100% right. You're 100% right. I don't really know how you now, it's Las Vegas. You could certainly find a smaller venue to do this. Like, you're right. When it came to the Maui Invitational, they were playing it in a D2 gym. So yeah, if you're playing it in a 3,000 seat arena, and yeah, you get fan bases from all around the country. Everybody buys tickets. Yeah, it's just going to have its own energy to it. And that is just not what this tournament is. So we asked this question earlier, 913-586-7965. We asked this question: what is your controversial Thanksgiving opinion? This is mine. Please keep those sweet potatoes off of my plate. I'm not interested in them. If you're interested in them, great. That's more for you. I'm not eating your sweet potatoes. I'm not eating your yams. I'm not super interested in them on my plate. They don't have any room on my plate. If I had to give you guys what the C-Dot perfect Thanksgiving plate is, this is what we do at our house. Let me get a little bit of that bird. So we've actually switched to the Cajun turkey from Popeyes. I don't know if you guys have had it or not, but Popeyes, they make their own turkey every year. Delicious. So we get the Cajun turkey. My mom usually gets a rotisserie chicken. Ain't nothing special, you know. She'll go to like Sam's Club, get the rotisserie chicken, but I like just having it on a plate. You know, I like the difference in the bird. So I have a little bit of turkey, a little bit of that rotisserie chicken. Now I'm going with the stuffing, homemade, of course. None of this stovetop. Traditional. Give me a little bit of the stuffing. Give me a little dab of that mashed potatoes. I'm going to get a little mac and cheese as well. Give me a bowl of greens, a little bit of a roll, and also some cranberry sauce, and I'm good. I can eat this same meal at least four or five more times. I'm going up for seconds. You already know. I might go for thirds today. I'm going to eat probably one or two plates on Friday, and I'm having one plate on Saturday too. I don't need to switch it up based on what we got. That's my ideal plate. What's yours, Rob?
My controversial opinion or my ideal plate? Because I feel like
ideal plate. Okay. We'll go to ideal plate, and we'll go to controversial opinion as well. Mine is, please keep those sweet potatoes away from me, and I'm not really sure if this green bean casserole is a real thing. I know you guys talk about it. I've never seen it before. It's never been offered where I've been at. I'm not sure if it's real.
So here's my ideal plate. By the way, I don't mean to take away. There's some reporting that there's a board of curators meeting in Missouri.
Yeah, they're going to announce an extension for Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah, it sounds like Eli Drinkwitz do what a lot of coaches do. You get your name connected to a bigger job, you get a raise. Like the Kurt Cincinnati approach.
Yeah, this was the right thing to do for all parties, for Missouri, for everybody. This is the right thing to do.
That's not a dismissive. It's actually very smart for everyone involved.
Yeah, 100%.
And good for Eli Drinkwitz, everyone. Ideal plate, turkey, mashed potatoes, covered in gravy. It's got to be.
I'm not really a gravy guy.
Got to be gravy everywhere. Got to have your stuffing. I'm with you. Cranberries with the ridges, a roll. My mom makes this cheesy, cheesy corn souffle type of thing, which I really like. And then my mother-in-law makes this like broccoli cheese dish that I really enjoy.
That sounds kind of good. Broccoli cheese?
Yeah, there's a lot of good when you have the double dip Thanksgiving, but I got it. It's got to look like it's a moat with the amount of gravy I got.
So you're not working tomorrow?
Nah, tomorrow's an off day, man.
I'm going to have to watch Kansas in the championship in this stale environment.
All right, well.
And by championship, I mean just who knows. I don't
know. Who are they even going to play?
I don't know.
Because Houston and Iowa State, I guess they'd have to play Tennessee, right? They're not going to play a team in their conference.
But Tennessee might lose and not make the top four.
Yeah, but they're not going to have them play a team in their conference.
Gonzaga? Is that
an option? Maybe, I don't know what their schedule is. Maybe they could end up having them play Houston or Iowa State. Maybe they don't play Houston this year. I don't know if KU's schedule like
that. I think
they
have Houston. I don't know. Gonzaga's still an option? Yeah. I think St. John's won today? I don't know.
Yeah, interesting. All right. I had a lot of fun today. I am back tomorrow. Rob is not here tomorrow. Hopefully you guys are back tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.